Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 280 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time here, let me clue you in on what it's like, okay? It's kind of like going to QuakeCon for your first time. You pack up all your stuff, you get the car loaded, you make your way to the venue, you park your car only to find out it's $26 a day. Ooh. Okay, that's fine. And then you wait in line for an hour to check in. Okay, that's fine too. Then you find your way to the seat in the dark. You're fumbling around. Okay. You find your seat. You're sitting next to the one dude who decided not to shower the entire weekend. Okay. You plug in all of your shit. You break your USB slot. Your headphones stop working. And you're kind of fucked. The food is $20 for a sandwich. And everyone is screaming. And the only way to cope is to get really drunk. And that's 8-Bit for you. I'm Jeremy. Yeah. And with me are two men who love to be in the dark together.
Yeah, why not? Doug.
I'm Kevin. Come here, Dougie Doug.
In the chat, Twan said, I just turned my speakers up and the window behind me open. The whole neighborhood just heard, we've been talking about Dick the entire time.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'll just break right into it. QuakeCon really wasn't like that. But I need an intro. QuakeCon, yeah. I went to QuakeCon this weekend. And it was
so, where did you go?
QuakeCon.
Oh, okay.
Not QuackCon. That's for
that's a whole another party right
that's
there.
That's a duck. That's a duck. That's a whole yellow duck theme thing. I don't know.
Yellow go to duck.
That one. Yeah, yellow ducks. You never heard of that one?
Doug.
No.
They take a giant bathtub and put duckies in it, and everyone gets in. It's real gross. Anyways, I went to QuakeCon for the first time. Actually, to the BYOC for the first time. I've been to a couple QuakeCons before, but this was the first time I actually sat down. In the BYOC, which is bring your own computer, if you don't know. I had a fantastic weekend. It was something that I didn't know that I could experience at 37 and still have a good time. Because you look around you and there's, you know, you would think that it's a young man's game. But there's age ranges from everywhere from 5 all the way up to people in their 50s and 60s just having a good time together playing games. And, you know, there's a ton of stuff to do there.
Awesome.
There's panels. There's a cool vendor room. There's a tournament room. There's, you know, they do their live streams from there for the big keynotes and stuff. So I had an absolute blast. I want to do it every year because it was so fun. And I want to bring 8-Bit along for the ride because I think that's somewhere that we should be. Because it was, just had an eye opening experience because I was just like, these are our people, man. This is what's up. So anyways, when we got there, I got there Friday. I set up my computer. I was playing some games. Tabor got there a little bit later than I did. And
of course he did.
Like Tabor do.
Just like Tabor do.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got his own business to run. So before he shut down for the day, he had to finish stuff up.
His own business.
His manager is real dick. He closed early.
He wants. Yeah. Get out of here. This fool doesn't work like 90% of the year anyways. Get the fuck out of here.
I wasn't throwing all that shade out.
Yeah, he opens up with like Thanksgiving Day or closes January 2nd. And he's fucking done.
So, so he got there. We decided that it'd be a good idea to smuggle in some vodka. And have them in our drinks. First, we did ask the door people. We're like, hey, can we bring our own alcohol in? And they were like, yeah, just don't be that guy. And I was like, okay, cool. That's fine. But before I get to the drunk part, we were starting to play games. It was a little bit early in the day still. Probably 6, 7, I don't know. And I was laughing. And I was just laughing at something that Tabor said. A guy is walking by, and he stops dead in his tracks.
You know, I believed you at first, but now the story's unbelievable.
Because he made me laugh. And so,
oh my God, Doug.
Doug is being very vicious.
Tabor is listening to this with one solitary tear going that down would, his cheek.
Well, I'd believe you if I thought for a second Tabor actually listened to this show.
He does sometimes. Yeah, so, sure. Okay. Dude walks by. He stops dead in his tracks. He turns and goes, I have my headphones on. And he goes, me? And I was like, somebody say my name? And I took my headphones off. And he goes,
he's like, Dad?
Son?
And he goes, Jeremy? And I go, yes? And I was like, am I in fucking trouble? Because the guy's got, anyways. And he goes, oh my God, dude, I am a huge fan of the 8-Bit Geek. And I go, how do you even know? Do I have a sticker on me? What is going on? And he goes, I was walking by and just heard that laugh. And I know that laugh from anywhere. So the guy's name was Ryan, and he ended up, he works in the gaming industry. And so like, we had a, he was talking so many, he said so many nice things about me mostly and you guys just a little bit. he said amazing things about the show and, you know, he just loves it. I want to give a shout out to Ryan because, during the weekend we got drinks together. We just chatted about the gaming industry as a whole and things, and some pretty cool stuff. And, so yeah, he was absolutely fantastic, and I loved every second with him, and I think he's gonna go next year, so maybe you guys can meet him if you go with me.
Yeah,
but awesome. Yeah, that was a fun time. So after he left on Friday, we started the drink fest, and so they had that kind of soda bar that they had at the Comic Con, which had like orange cream soda and root beer and all that. Well, orange cream soda and vodka taste really great together. So oh, much yeah, so.
Didn't they call it something? Or is it any, like, isn't that like a drink, like a cream soda, like alcoholic,
yeah, it's
cream
called,
soda or something?
I have no idea.
Like a yeah. creamsicle.
Yeah.
Cream pop or like an orange pop or something like that.
But we had a 40 ounce cup and it, you couldn't taste the vodka. We killed a whole like, it was a liter bottle of vodka that we killed in one night. And so we're sitting there and we're so drunk and we're playing the game. What's it called? A Way Out, the EA game, mm-hmm. Where you're escaping prison. Well, first things first, we start the game up and you walk into the prison nude. Like there's full dong. I'm sitting on an aisle seat of one of the main aisles. Everyone can see this. Like my monitor is open to anyone walking by. And one dude stopped and he goes, what the fuck are you guys playing?
You're like, you want to join?
And I'm like, oh dude, it's, you know, those indie games, they're crazy.
Those indie games.
I said, this is a way out. It's, you know, the crazy guy at EA, I mean, at the Video Game Awards, and he's like going crazy about it and stuff. And he's,
oh yeah, the Tommy Wiseau of video game directors.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, okay. And so I was like, and we got past that scene. Well, we escape prison, and I'm sitting there. We're sitting there in some bushes, and Tabe and I are like, you have to sneak in these bushes, and you have to choke out these guards. So I, out of nowhere, was just like, I feel like a raptor in Jurassic Park because we have to pounce on these motherfuckers. And out of nowhere was, and I jump on one of these guards, take him out. Tabor starts dying laughing for the next 30 minutes going through this whole scene. It's us pretending to be raptors, taking out these guards. I could only imagine what the people around us, because we were full fucking volume, just,
yeah.
And then a girl walks by, and I meant to say it really softly to Tabor, I'm drunk, but it came out, I'm drunk! And this girl locked eyes with me and just gave me the nastiest look. Yeah. And I was like, oh, sorry. So I had an absolute blast the first night. I woke up with a little bit of a hangover. But that went away. We got down there about 9 o'clock and we did it all over again. And Wickton in the chat goes, whoa, there was a girl there. There was a incredible amount of girls there. They had a great ratio of
people. I was going to say, have you played a Bethesda game?
So
like, they are very popular among all genders.
Yeah, it was awesome. People were buying the balls drinks like 6 cases at a time.
Oh, that sounds good.
I was like, someone's going to die this weekend. No wonder why they make you sign a waiver. Like, yeah. There's no way a human can consume 6 cases in a weekend and live. It's not possible.
Are those LAN room? Is it 24 hours access?
Yes.
Okay.
And so people straight did 72 hours and it was not me. It's not for me. Not my game.
Right. Do you rent a spot? So when you leave, it's open or does
No, you leave everything there. Everyone's a pretty good. So it was $75 for the spot. You bring your stuff in, you set it up, and you just leave it there. And you leave your equipment there, your headset, your mouse, keyboard, everything.
That seems terrifying.
Well,
but then again, like I said, coming from Chicago, I don't leave anything anywhere.
Well, they give you barcodes, and they put everything on your equipment. And so if you leave with equipment, they scan it. They also take a picture of your face. So they scan the equipment, they check your bag, they scan your equipment, and if it doesn't match you, you're going to jail. And so everybody has been really good. They said in the past few years, there's only been a couple incidents of people getting their stuff stolen. Everybody looks out for each other. I was kind of nervous when I first brought them in. But overall, the first time I left it, I was like, yeah, this is good. I'm fine. The only thing is always lock your computer.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you learned that at work. The first time I learned that, they would cage us. If we left our computer open, what that meant was there was a Nicolas Cage extension in Chrome to where it changes all of the images on every web page to Nicolas Cage pictures. And so like the first time it happened to me, I didn't realize it. I just thought I had really fucking weird taste in YouTube videos because I'm watching videos, but all the videos, like the thumbnails were all just pictures of Nicolas Cage. And I'm like, this is a really weird playlist.
What's happening on YouTube today?
Yeah, and then I started talking about it to one of my coworkers, and he informed me what it was. So yeah, that's what we hilarious. Do every time now. Yeah,
overall, it was great stuff. They expanded, they doubled the size of their LAN party room, so there was like 5,000 people there.
Wow!
And
how was the internet with all that?
I was getting 95 down and up.
Wow. That's really good.
They put a ton of money into the infrastructure this year to upgrade everything.
Were you hardwired in or wireless?
Yeah, you have to bring a 50-foot cable just in case you're at the end, and then you're hardwired in.
Oh, okay.
So everybody's hardwired in. And so the internet was awesome. Everything was, you could just download games, all that kind of stuff. Everyone was really fucking nice and considerate, and I didn't have a bad time, man. And there was only a couple people who really stank. But they gave deodorant out. They gave gaming deodorant out. And there was really big companies there. The only thing that I was super bummed about was that I wanted to get this this zip-up hoodie. And it was the QuakeCon 2018 official one. And they wanted $50 for it, though. And I said, nope, I'm out. Nope.
No.
I said, I'm not paying $50 for a hoodie. Fuck that. But it sold out.
Oh. I mean, hoodies usually go for about $30 to $50 these days. Like when I go see a lot of bands I see, either have their hoodies within $30 and $50 for the zip-ups. Yeah. So it's not unreasonable.
But it was a thin one. It was the thin one. It wasn't like a thick hoodie or anything. So I was just like, that's too
much.
So
it didn't feel worth it. Yeah, then whatever.
No, but I got a lanyard and I got a pin that says 2018 with the QuakeCon logo. So I'm happy.
That's cool.
And I got that mug. I got a cool mug. So
yeah.
But yeah, overall, it was a great experience. I would love to do the 8-bit event there next year because it just speaks.
I wonder what it would be like to be a vendor there or how much it would be or whatever.
Well, this year was really expensive. We looked into it. They wanted a little bit too much money, but from what I understand, they were charging way more this year for everything because of how much money it costs to upgrade the networking in the
infrastructure
and the infrastructure for the LAN room.
So you think that was like a 1 year deal just so they can pay that off.
I'm not sure. It could be, but they had a ton of Bethesda's presence there was fucking overwhelming. They had booths for everything. Rage 2 looks amazing, by the way.
Oh yeah, did you get to play that?
I watched somebody play it. I didn't want to stand in line for it. The lines were atrocious for
Did they have a playable version of Fallout 76?
No, they just, because the beta's coming around the corner, they're keeping that under wraps.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if they were just at least going to have it playable.
They did the extended trailer and all that kind of stuff at the event, but they had a looping video and stuff like that. But they had the Prey game. They did the, that was playable. They did the new, I played the Blades game for the phone.
Beyblades?
Yeah, the Beyblades.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. What's it called?
That's a throwback.
Skyblades.
Skyrim Blades.
Yeah. Skyrim Blades. I don't know. Is that the card game?
Blades. No, that's not the card game, but I did play the card game, which was a ton of fun. But Blades is the full RPG game that they're bringing to mobile. And is really fucking smooth and it looks gorgeous.
Nice. Okay.
So, but I had pizza in my hand at the time and I was like, I got one hand. He goes, no problem. And he turns it and he's like, play it with one finger, bro. And I was like, oh, okay, I will.
Grease. That's a weird thing to tell somebody.
Grease. Grease everywhere. Grease.
By the way, side note, Timo just subscribed tier one. Thank you, Timo.
Timo, thank you.
It was also a donation.
There was. I didn't. Oh yeah. He also donated $11.40 and said absolutely nothing.
And but like bringing our total up to $253.60, which
basically that's 420 in Norwegian or whatever.
Wherever he's from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Scandinavia.
I gotta tell you about this hamburger I had.
My
God.
Okay. Go on.
It was fantastic.
There was an egg on top of it.
No, fuck that. That was so yesterday. All right, I had they had the slider food truck, and I'm gonna make this at home because it was so good. So it was a burger with goat cheese, bacon, and strawberry jam. Mind blowing. Okay. I ate that and then it had this nice soft bun and it was my mind.
Go on.
I got it twice, 2 days in a row because it was so fucking good.
Yeah, I like throwing weird shit on burgers. Like I had one that was a.
That's cool, Kev. All right, now back to QuakeCon. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
It's a burger with peanut butter and what was that spicy Thai sauce that went out of style for like 5 seconds and then, or like they said they weren't going to make it anymore and then like there was a shortage.
McDonald's Szechuan sauce?
No, not the Szechuan sauce. No, the Thai sauce that is with that's got the rooster on it.
Oh, yeah. Gravy.
I don't know why I can't remember it right now. Was it?
The gravy?
No.
Brown gravy?
No.
Rooster? Is a hot sauce?
The rooster sauce. What is it fucking called?
Yeah, like I'm seeing it. I'm
someone
seeing
in the chat. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah, whatever it is, but that and peanut sauce. Butter.
Sriracha.
Sriracha. Thank you. Sriracha. And
oh, and I got it
butter.
Before anybody said it in the chat. Like it just saw both of them pop up.
Wow. Oh. But yeah, it was really good. Sriracha hot sauce and a burger.
Yeah, that's weird too.
Oh, wait, sriracha peanut butter and a burger.
Peanut butter. You said peanut butter. Yeah, they had a peanut butter one too, but I wasn't too. I was iffy on that one. I was like, yeah. But overall, fantastic time. I would recommend it to anybody.
Nice. So, that's awesome.
Yeah. So thanks, Ryan, again for such a great time.
Fantastic Bird has subscribed with Prime.
I met Familiar Leaf as well.
Yeah, Familiar Leaf.
Yeah, finally.
He was there with a company that sells bags that you can transport your PC from. Place to place.
It's a medium.
Oh, yeah.
It's a medium size. You could put a medium sized tower. I saw a few of them walking around. I guess he said that they did so well. They only had 9 left.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I saw people walking around with them. It's okay. First of all, it's ginormous on your back, but it works.
The tower. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier than carrying it from the front, I guess.
Yeah, I guess he's an influencer now. It's part of their company or whatever. I guess I picked him up to be one. And like they sent him to like E3 also. And then now at QuakeCon. And I was like, hey, how do we Hook us up. How do we get influencer? I want to go to E3. I'll pitch your bag.
Listen, I'll work for the damn company.
Yeah, I'll pitch your bag. Maybe I'll be an influencer. Hey, everybody on the stream, go buy this bag. I don't have a link for it right now, but you should go check it out.
It's and it's only this many. It's only this many dollars. Please let us hold so we can edit it in later. Listen, it's only dollars. So it's going to be great.
It's
go get it. And it's at www.com/8bitgeek.
And the dot is a dot.com.
What? No.
Remember, hey, do you remember the time we were recording Saga and we couldn't remember that one character's name? And we were like, is it this or is it that? And we were like,
oh, yeah.
You know, was, so either Seismic or Kuno, either who is
and
either
recorded
a Rodian
two lines.
Or a Devarodian, either, shoots at you with either a pistol or a rocket launcher.
Oh, boy.
So those are my just the like the no, you'll fix it in post. Like just edit to whatever the right answer is.
Yeah. While you guys were talking about that, that's a classic. Resubscribed for 9 months in a row.
Hey, thank you, Classic, for subscribing.
Panda Nation is followed.
Thank you, Panda. Thanks, guys, for that. And thank you, Classic. I mean, here you go.
That's it.
That's all you get. That's it. 9 months just to go.
I'm sorry. Did you guys want to follow me?
No, you go for it, man.
Well, I don't want your sloppy seconds.
Well, then you give them the whole thing. There you go, Kev. Thank you.
There you go, Kev.
Good boy.
Oh, no.
So if you like what we're talking about and you want to hear more and you're like, you know what? I think these guys are all right. Then do us a favor. You go on over to audioboom.com. You can search the 8-Bit Geek. And you can find our show there, all of our previous shows to keep you entertained. If you're like, I don't know what the fuck Audio Boom is and what I'm doing with it, you could just find us on a few other places. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can follow our social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, we record the show live every Monday night on Twitch. You can come in, be a part of the show. We can see you in the chat. And it's just a good time. And you should do it. Just catch the show once. It's like 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it's a good time. You can meet new people. But if you want to meet even more people, you can hop on over to Discord. We don't have a forum because forums are so 2006?
2006. The year 2006.
It's right. It works. You know, Discord is kind of like it's a chat program, but it's also a voice program and soon to be a store where you could do everything and you could talk to us. You can tell us how much you love the show, hate the show. You can meet new people. You can get into a relationship. You can play some games. You can, of course, get in touch with our buddy Blakey, who is doing some amazing work with our events that we do every week for the fans. You can come play games with everybody. We have a pretty big tournament coming up. Golf with Friends can net you $50 in a Amazon gift card, or you can get a couple video games that we're giving away as well. So come be a part of that. Look for Blakey in the chat and say, hey, man, I want to win that 50. And he's going to tell you how. Okay.
Yeah. And this Friday, we also have our community event is Splatoon 2. So if you've got that, make sure to check that out. And there's also something for Monster Hunter World. Is that this week?
Yeah, that's this week. That's Friday.
That should be Friday. No, it's Thursday.
Thursday
is Monster Hunter World. Friday is Splatoon 2. And Saturday is the Golf with Friends tournament.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Monster Hunter World looks really good on PC, too. So.
We have a story about that. It's broken records.
Oh,
yeah. Good. It's broken records for sales.
Nice. Well, we'll get to that. Before we get to that, though, Timo donated $16.09 and said, this is not what Timo is saying, actually, but I, Kevin, need to finally tell this to you guys. I have been in love with Timo since episode 69.
Nice. Aww, and that total brought us up to $269.69.
Nice. Wait, does this mean I'm supposed to love Timo? Because I love Timo. I don't know if it's since episode 69. Yeah,
you just told us.
Yeah, you just told us that.
You literally just said,
I want to let you guys know that I'm in love.
I've been in love with Timo since episode 69.
Yeah.
Did you say it in a robotic voice? Sure. But you still said it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Did it sound like you were reading the script? Yeah, sure. But you still said it.
Did you have to write it down before this episode so you remembered? Of course.
Well, maybe it wasn't so he remembered, but maybe it was just so he would have the confidence to follow through.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Well,
T-Mill, you'll be getting a private message from me soon.
It's going to be dick pics.
I hope.
Oh, no.
All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, guys, we've got other shows on the network you can check out. We have
like what?
Oh, I'm glad that you asked, Kevin. We have
all kind of responses.
Please tell me more about our other wonderful shows.
I'm glad that you brought that up too, Doug. We have 8-Bit Geek. I mean, 8-Bit Saga.
We have like 8-Bit Geek. You'll love 8-Bit Geek.
This is the promo we send out to all the other shows.
Yeah. This is what plays on other podcasts. We have 8-Bit Saga. And if you're into wrestling and sweaty dudes and sweaty girls, Divas, Drop Kicks, and Dives. Also, do you like baking? Because this show has nothing to do with it. Brainberry Tarts.
No one knows what that show is actually about.
Oh, dog, come on. I wasn't going there.
What is that? I don't know. What is the show about? I don't listen.
It's an advice show.
Oh, that's right. It is an advice. Well,
it's an advice show and geeky news from a girl's perspective.
There you go.
Affirmative.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Love you, Deb. And Mike. Most of the time. Sometimes.
What? Jesus. Don't get on to me. I guess. I was just rubbing off on Elle.
Whoa.
Like that. Exactly like that.
All right, now we've come to the portion of the show where we ask for your money with Patreon, which is a great thing for us and a great thing for you. And I'll tell you why. Because your hard-earned money goes into our wonderful pockets to produce more content that goes back into your ears and into your eyeballs, sometimes into your mouth.
Mm. Oh.
Because they can bake the foods that we're, because of the new show that we're doing.
Ah.
Yeah, get it? So I just want to let you guys know that we're really appreciative of what you guys do give to us. And we try to give back as much content as possible. We have so many subscribers, but we need more. And why do we need more? Well, that's so that way we can create more content, quit our damn jobs, and just do this full time. Can you help us with it? Can you do that, please?
Whoa.
Jesus Christ, calm down, Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Was it too much? Was that too forceful?
A little bit.
Let me rein it back in. You guys have been so wonderful.
Man, they just went 5 Patreons just now.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
We gained one, weirdly enough.
No, but there go another 3.
Wow.
This is a live show. You think just the live people are just doing this?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right, all jokes aside and explosions aside, we really
actually owe Patreon money now.
Not again.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Patreon doesn't do refunds, but everyone is asking for a refund.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Jokes aside, seriously, though, we do appreciate it. And all the money that you do give goes back into the show. And we just love what you guys give to us. And just give more. That's all I got. Is that good? That's a good one.
And tell your friends and family about us.
Yeah, I guess that's the most important part too. We don't, you know, if you can't give, that's fine. We're, you know, the people who can, that's great. But I've always said this, that what is more valuable than giving money to us is actually just telling your friends about us. That is worth $1 million every time, because if we can get into new people's, you know, if we can get into their podcast lists and then they start listening and we can create a new fan, that goes so much further than what $5 will do for us. And so we just want to continue to grow the network and grow the show and reach new people. So even if you can't give money, just give your friends a word. Just tell them, hey, you should check out this podcast. And if they say, I don't want any new podcasts, you shove this show down their fucking throat.
Whoa.
All right. You just take it and you hit the play button. You sit them in a chair. You tie them up with rope and duct tape. And I don't care if you have to like waterboard them. You put those headphones on and you say, you listen to this right now.
You are in a mood today.
You guys ready for Misconnections?
Please.
All right, let's do Doug's face turn that whole thing.
He gone.
All right, let's do this. Oh, yeah, I guess I should explain what Misconnections is.
I just like, I like the awkward just pause.
I'm just waiting. Yeah, dude, I'm still shook.
Thought you were about to say, oh, I guess I should hit the fucking button.
Oh, man. Every week we take real ads from the Misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Hi, Doug. I mean, hi, other guy.
What? Sean?
Hi, Sean.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Just trying to open this Misconnection so I can actually read it because it's fucking tiny.
Oh. There's your whole life right
Why
there.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You could pull it up on the other. It's not tiny in the regular window.
What?
That's what they all say.
In the if you pull up Google, it's not tiny.
I'm looking at Google.
And it's time. Just make it bigger. Make the screen bigger.
I did. That's what I was doing.
Maximize the screen.
He's not talking about screens anymore.
Nah.
Somebody in the chat, Doug is Sean.
That's Timo. Fuck off, Timo.
For the fourth week in a row, yes.
Well, it's Timo, so he knows.
Oh, okay.
Team actually, knows.
Sean is secretly Doug. A twist! This is my fake voice. You saw me on the balcony of our hotel. Ooh. For women, 25 in Orlando.
Oh.
Well, this is very awkward, but I figured I would post it anyways in hopes that you see this because I am sure we are not from the same state or city. I don't know how I'm sure. I am. Anyways, I had an extra half hour in my hotel room to myself. I was extremely horny and kind of feeling adventurous. I decided to go out on the hotel balcony and rub one out.
Oh.
In hopes that a woman would see, but pretty sure nobody would.
Look out below.
Well, you did see, and I decided not to stop.
Oh, no.
I would have shown everything, but it looked like you pulled out your camera phone, and I did not want you to be on your camera phone. So I finished quickly, and that was that.
You can do that?
I went back out on the balcony after I finished, and you shouted something to me. Let me know the hotel we stayed at and what you shouted at me. I would love to chat.
So wait, so you saw her shooting on her phone, and you didn't want to be on camera, but you finished quickly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm just as confused as you are, Chair.
I was just trying to figure that one out.
No, I didn't want to. She couldn't see my junk, right? So that's why I didn't want to show her everything because I didn't want that to be on camera. So I just kept eye contact and just rubbed it out real quick.
Oh.
And then I went inside the room and washed up. And then I went back out to the balcony and she yelled something that kind of sounded like, "You fucking pervert, you stupid, you piece of shit. This is goddamn Disney World. What the fuck is wrong with you, you piece of shit? Fuck you." So I don't know. I thought maybe she won the fuck. So,
wow.
Man, that's awesome. All right. Well, hey. Hope you meet that person.
Yeah, I want to see where this leads me.
Cool. Well, good luck. Hey, I wasn't the only person that we know that was at QuakeCon, by the way.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Olga was there.
Oh, okay. No. See, there was women there.
Yeah, there was definitely women there. So hold on 1 second. Hello, my gentleman. Hello.
What's up? Oh, what's up, Olga?
What's up, my bearded bitches?
Whoa, Olga.
You weren't in Orlando recently, were you?
I was not, but if I was, I would have definitely called you, you nasty man.
Oh,
sweet.
Also, Olga won the Women's Championship in 8-Bit Brawl, so she is the current champion. Congratulations, Olga.
This is correct. I take on men next.
I mean, you can try, but...
I will do it, and you will not stop me. Do you understand, little man?
Yes, Olga.
Thank you. I have misconnection from QuakeCon.
What?
QuakeCon. I heard you in BYOC. That's bring your own cock.
Okay. No, it's not.
That is not what name is.
That's the one you're... Mm-hmm.
That is not it? I am confused. That's what I called it all weekend.
Oh, no.
That explains a lot, then. Anyways, I heard you like moth to a flame. Your laugh called to me. That salt and pepper beard. The black hat. The gray... I think I wrote shift? Shirt. Your gray shirt drives me wild. The things you know are plentiful, but I know I want to have your baby.
Wow.
Yes. I'm ready for baby at the man who bring his own computer to party. Mm. Okay, I got to go.
Well,
Kev, you're up.
That happened. Well, hello, everybody. I'm Velvet.
Your most respectful way of saying it I've ever heard.
It's been a couple of weeks, and I just wanted to come back and let you guys know I'm here.
You're here and not the angry man, the angry toad man, the angry the thumb man.
Yeah, I mean, you can blame the audience for that one. It was his turn this week, I guess, or last week.
I was about to say, it seemed like you lost your swagger in the beginning.
Yeah, I was very humbled.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do you got for us?
Well, we're getting back to the nitty gritty of things. Let's just say we kissed at midnight and then you ran away. This is a woman for a male. Wait, what? I've been busy.
I was like, maybe he'll choose a woman's voice this week. I don't know. We'll see.
25 downtown. My woman's voice. You, 5'8", scruffy, glasses, wearing a blue hoodie outside the vid. I don't know what the vid is. And I asked you for a lighter. Mm-hmm. You lit my cigarette and my heart. And we talked about our wishes for the new year. We heard the countdown starting and decided to stay outside. I started to cry and you kissed me. It was just, I had something. I was thinking about the ending to Titanic and it just brought a tear to my eye. There was enough room for both people on that door. And then we started to make out.
I thought you were crying at the part where she threw the heart of the ocean back into the ocean or whatever. You're like, why? Why would you do that, you dumb bitch? That thing's worth so much fucking money. You could have set up your whole fucking family for the rest of their goddamn lives with that fucking necklace, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. Well, obviously she accidentally dropped it. You heard her say whoops.
Decrepit ass.
Ah, she should have fallen in instead.
The band played on, guys. The band played on. So after a minute, I felt something warm and realized that you pissed yourself. I pushed you away, and that's when you ran. But I wish you'd stayed. I'm kind of into that. You peed on me, but it's okay. I just want to know who you are. I probably should have got your information before doing this. Please reply, and when you do, tell me why I started crying so I know it's you, if you remember.
Well, we all know now. You put it out there.
Yeah. Near, far, wherever you are, I will know that my heart will go on. Velvet Jones. Conversations. Oops.
Did it again. I didn't mean to go into that.
Hey, guys, would you ever suspect that The Meg would make $44 million in its first week in the box office?
Yes, because we're living in goddamn idiocracy where stupid shit like the fucking Meg gets so much money because fucking people are going to Fuddruckers for their fucking dinners.
What?
God damn it, we're living in a fucking horrible world.
What? What? What does Fuddruckers have anything to do with The Meg?
Kevin.
Hey, what? Guys, how's it going? Sorry, I kind of blacked out there for a second. What happened?
Did you go to Fuddruckers recently? Have a bad experience?
I didn't even think it was a Fuddruckers in Kansas, to be
did
honest.
Did you go see The Meg as well?
What happened?
What's The Meg?
Okay. Kev, what year is it?
2003, of course, Doug. I don't know how I got all this cool technology in 2000 in the 2003.
My only disappointment with this movie, and I haven't seen it yet, but my only disappointment is that LL Cool J isn't singing my hat is like a shark's fin in the film, which is really sad.
No.
So, yeah, it's depressing for me.
How many times do you think he licks his lips?
In a day or in a minute or a year?
No, in the movie.
I don't know. I think it's in his contract. Like, I think it's just he's just like, I have to lick my lips for the ladies and the men.
It's going to be a bunch of dudes that go see this movie.
What are you talking about?
This is one of those like sci-fi, like direct to home movies. I don't know how this got a theatrical release.
Because
look at the cast lineup.
It's cast, man.
And this is a fucking joke.
You know, look at the cast for this.
Jason Statham.
Ruby Rose.
Ryan Wilson. Rain Wilson. Bing Lee.
Yeah, Bing Bing Lee.
Oh, well, now that you said Bing Bing Lee, well, shit.
Yeah. Speaking of Ruby Rose, she was recently cast as Batman.
Shut up!
That's coming up,
that's
Doug.
A story,
spoiler
Doug.
Alert.
Spoiler.
Well, I'm just jumping ahead. So,
we got to get this shit on the road. Let's just go. All right, and that's the show, everybody. Hey, so guess what? The Oscars are changing some things. We're getting a new Oscar category called popular. Most popular film.
Popular.
So now everyone, it's going to be just like high school where they pick a king and queen.
I think MTV should sue. Because like they had their MTV Movie Awards with the stupid fucking categories, and now the Oscars are jumping up finally.
Well, it looks like
I can't wait for them to do the best kiss at the Oscars too.
Yeah, best kiss.
And I really hope that Spider-Man wins that one retroactively.
That's got to be the best kiss in film. I don't care what you say, fight me.
Best kiss ever.
Yeah, that upside down kiss was awesome as fuck.
I tried to do that once and I fell off the bed.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, that actually does.
My question for that scene though was it awesome because of just like it was like romantic? We're like, man, that's awesome. Or was it because Kirsten Dunst was standing in the rain with just nips? Just
it was everything.
A legitimate
combined.
Question because like 14-year-old me was like, oh my god, boobs.
Oh, everybody was. I think it was I think it was everything made that scene what it was, and you were just like, I'm in love. This is my new crush. And I'm talking about Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire
action.
And then you saw Spider-Man 3.
And then you saw Spider-Man's nips in Spider-Man 3.
You did. I thought that was in everything. I thought that was in his contract. He was like, I want to be shirtless in every Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was shirtless in the first one, too. That's
Kirsten Dunst can't get all the nips. I want some of the nips. And I want some dark hair, sunglasses, and I want to walk around. I want to have a dance number. So yeah, they're getting a new category. Disney actually pushed for this to happen. Why wouldn't they?
You know, why wouldn't they? They just want to make sure they're getting Oscars for everything now because they would win every fucking year, whether it be Marvel or Star Wars. One of them is going to bring home the fucking award.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. But hey, at least comic book movies are going to get Oscars now.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Know. This is, I don't like this. This is incredibly.
It's gaming the system.
Yeah, especially with Disney/ABC pushing for it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is...
Where are they held? They're on ABC, aren't they?
Huh?
The Oscars are held on ABC.
Yeah, I mean, that's the headline even says, like, Disney-owned ABC push for changes.
But here's the thing, like, the Oscars, their ratings were, like, super low. And, they're trying to make the show shorter as well. And they're, you know, trying to add musical numbers just to get the youth into the show. Like,
the youth?
Yeah, I mean,
the fact that they're calling them the youth, I think, is a...
I called it the youth. They're probably calling it the youth as well. You know, they're like, how do we get the millennials to watch this? Yeah.
Millennials don't give a shit about anything.
I mean, yeah, this isn't for... Like, this isn't your MTV Movie Awards. It's not supposed to be the same. Like, you don't need to pander to this audience. This is different. This is about the actual, like, art and stuff that goes into filmmaking. Mm-hmm. So, like, this whole, like, who's the most popular? Why does this need to be a thing? And if you are going to do this, can you just do this at, like, not during the televised event sort of thing? Because it's just like, okay, well, what movie made the most fucking money this year? Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here you go, Infinity
War. It is a pissing contest. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, it's rigged because you know who's going to win. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. you know in advance because it's like, well, who made the most? Yeah. Unless there's something about, like,
Mary.
They're going to judge on money and on merit reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, as well. Yeah, so you can just go look it up on Rotten Tomatoes as well. Well, this is it's still sitting at 99%, and they made a fuck ton of money.
So 2 years from now is going to be the Metacritic Award on Oscars.
Yeah, it's just stupid. It's stupid.
Yeah, I don't like it. Hey, guys, guess what? Legendary Pictures is coming home. It's leaving Universal, and it's going back to Warner Brothers where it belongs. Now, Legendary is behind some of the great films that you've seen over... you know, the course of the last decade, and, you know, the Batman films, and they also did, like, other films, and, like, those other films, just look them up. You'll find out. But, they're returning back. And I am a fan of that because Legendary was actually funding and backing a ton of projects that were pretty fucking cool. So I'm happy with that decision.
Like Detective Pikachu.
Yeah. I thought he was a flasher. I saw him and I was like, because that's a creepy looking Pikachu.
Well, you got a little trench coat on.
Yeah, a little trench coat, sunglasses, and a hat. He's about to flash somebody. Or she's about to flash whatever Pikachu is. It's about to flash somebody.
Let's see. The future of Star Trek, the movie, is getting a little scary. Because Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth have both departed over salary negotiations.
Yep.
Goodbye. Maybe this is just a power play to get more money. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think they'll recast Chris Pine after three fucking movies. That would be stupid as shit. But we may see, you know, maybe if this doesn't go through, maybe we'll see just another Star Trek movie with either a new cast or new crew or something. Yeah. I don't know. I mean... I don't know if this is in the notes either, but unless we talked about this last week, I don't fucking remember when we talk about anything. What's his nuts?
Patrick Stewart's coming back.
So I don't, you know, it's like they have a really good week. And of course now we're having a really shitty week where it's like, ooh, great news. And then like, no, that sucks. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they've got him for a series. They probably will get him for a movie.
Probably. Mm-hmm. They also said they did that. Did you watch the interview with him when he announced that he was coming back to the show?
I sent that to you guys,
but more importantly, other than tearing up and he was emotional about it, he said that this is a completely different character that you've seen because it's been 30 years.
Yeah, it's old man Picard. It's like Logan. It's gonna be just like Logan. It's gonna be the same fucking movie.
You switch Picard with Logan's character, he's got claws coming out of his hands. He's killing a family on the side of the road that are trying to get their, just like, hey, I got a flat tire that you caused, by the way. and so they try to jump him. He kills them all. It's crazy. I can't wait for Star Trek to come back.
He keeps picking fights with Worf, calling him bub.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be him carrying Worf around. Worf has got like space cancer or something, right?
Space cancer. Save it for Saga,
space
dog.
To it. Yeah.
Save it for
that's
Saga.
That's a Saga approach.
That's a Saga approach. I don't know. It's space AIDS. No. Like, he's got some like shitty fucking disease you don't know how to fix in the future. And he's carrying Worf around for a long time. Too long. No, it wouldn't be Worf. It'd be Data.
Data.
He's carrying Data around.
Data's got the cancer.
Yeah, Data's got a disease.
He's got a virus. He's got a real big virus going around.
Yeah, he got a virus, man. Someone.
Oh, man.
My data's getting deleted by a virus.
Here's a question, though, because if they did bring him back, they brought Brent Spiner back to play Data. Like, did they ever talk about like the
age
androids aging?
No, they would probably just be like, I don't know. We lost the information after an attack on where the server was, Titan. And we had to rescanned the guy who we originally scanned. Well, this is what we got. All right, here you go. There's your explanation.
I mean, they could do it the same way they introduced Arnold in Terminator Genesis. Just say that. I mean, it's human skin, so it ages.
I guess. Yeah. Fine. Your logic, Kev. I guess you're right.
I also watched, it was from, I think, the same convention. There's a Star Trek convention in Vegas, like, last week or whatever. It's like, or when that news broke and stuff. That's where that was at. And Brent Spiner was there, and he does a very good Patrick Stewart impression. I highly recommend, if you can find that interview on YouTube, it's nice. So good. Because he was talking about how, like, they used to, they're like a rowdy group when they'd film, and they had like a guest director like 1 week, and the guy like did like the one episode and then never again because he couldn't keep them under control.
Yes.
And he was talking about how like during the director was like so pissed off, he like stopped filming, and like they were in like a conference room, and Patrick Stewart like yelled at everybody for being unprofessional. Mm-hmm. But then like the next day he was one that was like being unprofessional and being kind of like the worst of all of them, just being like just not like rude or anything, but just like being silly and funny and like not, you know, and
that he was the main class clown.
Yeah. And they wouldn't turn it off until they said action. Like there used to be like how it used to be like, they would be dicking around and then it'd be like rolling and they'd all stop and then action, they'd go. And then it got to the point where it'd be like action. And then they turn it off and then go like immediately. And so that's what he was doing. And he was like, and after that, he was the worst of all of us constantly. Like you just the day before, just berating everybody for being unprofessional. And then after that, it was just done. It was over. He became the worst. So it's so funny. And it just feels like such a, yeah, I bet I can see that. But his impression is just spot on. It's fucking phenomenal.
Nice.
Disney may cancel many non-friendly and family friendly projects after the Fox merger, guys. Who would have knew this, huh? Like who could tell?
Anyone who knows Disney?
Maybe this is why Ryan Reynolds says we'll never get a Deadpool 3. Maybe he already knew what was going on.
Yeah.
It's possible. And my issue with that is like they've got to see the cash cow that Deadpool the movie is. Like they've got to see. Like is not, you know, like you can go like, oh, they have aliens or whatever now. Like, I mean, obviously they're gonna still make alien movies because why wouldn't you? You'd be fucking stupid not to. Because again, it's a cash cow, but at the same time, it's not like Deadpool. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like Deadpool's hot because obviously superhero movies are big and it's fucking Deadpool. And the two movies so far have been great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd hope that they wouldn't drop this particular, he's like the photo in the headlines why I bring it up, but like I hope they wouldn't. I don't know, he's too good.
I would think what they would do is they would probably just water him down. They would bring him into the Marvel universe and he would just be a quirky side character, and then maybe give him another movie on his own. But I think he's just going to be a side character in the Marvel universe now.
We'll see. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, and yeah. I can see them do it for a couple things, but at the same time, Disney are still responsible for things like the Punisher series the Netflix Marvel series. I mean, it's Marvel, but that's still fucking Disney. So.
Yeah, I mean, as long as
they would be dumb to let go of Deadpool.
As long as you use the, you know, if it's released under a different title than Disney, then you should be fine.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, like, what? I don't understand.
Touchstone still a thing?
No, I mean, but if it says Marvel in it, you know that it's not a Disney, like, it's not a family-friendly fucking production. It's going to be something else. Or they could just be like, Marvel Extreme. Marvel X.
I wouldn't do that. But yeah, like,
I mean, Marvel After Dark.
Disney has made movies in the past that have been like, you know, PG-13 R and stuff, but they're it's not Disney. You don't see the fucking castle with Tinkerbell flying over it at the beginning. You know, I mean, like, that's not
God.
They don't
love
do that
it.
For any of the Marvel movies either.
Hey, exactly. Can they do that, please? Can we get Deadpool to make fun of that? And you see the Disney castle and then you see the, Tinkerbell flying through, and then that's too dark. I was gonna say he does like a sniper shot, takes her out.
Oh no!
No, that would be a thing. Just all of a sudden, just
Yeah, or just smack it and be like, freaking bugs everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. That would be, I think that would pay off better.
I thought this place had bug control or something nice.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah. Takes...
And that's how the movie starts. Just to. Well,
no. So, he's at Disney World. Like, this just happens to be where he's at.
Yeah. Well, so I was going to say, coming back and watching those old Marvel movies, like the ones, even when Disney purchased them, it's like, me and Debbie are watching it. We're up to, I think the next one we have to watch is Thor Ragnarok. So we're almost completely caught up. How the fuck did they get away with not making those rated R? There are some, like, there is a lot of people dying in all of these movies that it's adding. It's like, there's a lot of people.
Because it's not excessively gory. At
some points. Yeah, it's not excessively gory, but I mean, it's pushing the boundaries. And so it's like, I think if they want to get away with Deadpool, I think they would be perfectly fine. They don't have to worry about it. People expect this out of Deadpool already. So,
but we're, you know, the issue with Deadpool, I mean, aside from like, it is a little more excessively violent. Like,
oh yeah.
But also, I mean, there's just dick jokes and they're, you know, fuck every other word. And
yeah,
the terrible things that come out of everyone's mouths when they talk. Yeah. I just watched Deadpool 2 recently. Again, the new extended cut mm-hmm. or whatever.
And it's, oh, cool.
I mean, it's,
is that the one that's on Ed's Plex or whatever?
Yeah. And it's just the things that some of the people say that got cut. It has him killing baby Hitler. It made it to the extended
cut. I heard about that. Oh, did it? Oh, I'm going to have to watch that.
That's awesome. Hey, so one cool thing that I found out recently about Ryan Reynolds, well, I don't know how cool it is, but, you know, he has a ton of anxiety issues. And he said that during promotion of I don't know if this was the same for the first one, but the second one, he said that a lot of his interviews he's done in character as Deadpool because to fight the anxiety that he battles with.
Wow.
Which is pretty interesting to think that. I was just like, oh, wow. So like mentally, he's just in that character while answering questions, even though he's not in the suit. And of course, he's representing himself. He's just like, I need to escape that whatever I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Marvel, they're trying to convince Disney to rehire James Gunn. And at least from what I understand, I think maybe we mentioned it last week, they're still going to use the script. And so that he wrote. Yeah. So at least we're getting that. And we're getting word that Marvel is trying to hire him back. And from what I understand about the situation is that there is the contract negotiations. Like, he didn't sign a contract negotiation. Like, he didn't sign a deal for getting paid out, even if he doesn't direct the movie. But Disney is also trying to, like, pay him out as well. And so I guess that's underway. So that's why we haven't heard an official word from Disney on this whole thing about getting him or hiring him or where he's going or anything yet. Because he's still, like, working with Disney about his contract issues. So because he is the writer of the film and all that, so there's a lot of like legal mumbo jumbo to kind of jump through before we actually get an official word if he's actually gone, or, you know, because I heard that DC's courting him and all these other companies, because people want him, obviously. They're just like, we get it. If Disney doesn't get it, we'll swoop him up, no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is, like, while his tweets and stuff were problematic, again, he's apologized for them. He's clearly not the same person that he was back in 2012 or 10 or whenever he made those, you know, shitty jokes and whatnot. And again, he you know, he's been under some form of contract to only work on Guardians and stuff. It's really like, I mean, I guess he did do another movie a couple of years ago, but like mostly it's just been, that's been his only like projects he's been working on. It's just been kind of Guardians and stuff in the Marvel universe and whatnot. So I can see where of course other studios are going to try and pick him up. Like, oh, he's available now to like, mm-hmm. we want him. He's a hot director right now. And like, he makes good movies. Why would we not steal him away? Mm-hmm. But, you know, and there's the part of me too, that is like, I know he wants to finish the Guardians trilogy and I don't blame him for that, but there's also part of me that like, if I was him, I would just be like, go fuck yourself. Like, you didn't have to pay me a fuck ton of money to direct it, to come back after this. And then I would expect, like, apologies from everybody. And, like, you know.
Yeah.
But it would take so much for to have me go back after this sort of shitty treatment for some bullshit. I don't know. That's just me. He may be a better person than myself. So clearly yes. But
let's get into some gaming. But before we do, while I was at QuakeCon, I played a whole bunch of the new Call of Duty game, the Call of Duty Black Ops 4. And I got to say, I was really impressed with this beta. It did have its issues. But for me, it definitely did not feel like a Call of Duty game. It had aspects of a Call of Duty game, but it definitely didn't feel like a Call of Duty game. And I'll explain why. After Kev tells me, I shot him a text yesterday and I said, "Hey man, I see you're playing the beta. How do you like it?" And Kev tells me, he played one deathmatch, team deathmatch, one round. He played 10 minutes of the game and goes, "Yeah, it's a Call of Duty game. Not a day one buy for me."
Yeah.
And
Jeremy got worked up.
Oh, I did. Because if you're going to fucking tell me that after one team deathmatch game, yes, if you play the team deathmatch, expect a fucking Call of Duty kind of experience. But they've introduced a whole bunch of cool stuff into it, which they've taken from Overwatch and they've taken I've said it before. They've taken it from, what's that other game? Rainbow Six Siege. So you have an ultimate that you can build up to, and you also have special abilities for each character. And they have a new map called Control. It's a new mode. And they also have one called, I forget the name of it now, but it's essentially kind of, it borrows from the idea of, what's the most popular game shooter out there CSGO. And it's kind of like a mode for CSGO where you have to buy your weapons up and you start with a pistol and you can purchase your weapons. You have to steal a bag of cash and you have to run to the extraction point.
Okay.
So I will say that they need to fix some stuff on the lower ends because you don't feel like you're powerful until like level 10 and up when you start unlocking your classes. So it's really frustrating at first and it made me not like the game, but beta. So after I got my classes and you start unlocking stuff with your weapons, you really start to see, and you start playing this mode called Control. It feels a lot like Overwatch, very teamwork heavy. You have these different points that you have to take, but if you take one point, it disappears, and then everybody's on the one point. So there's point A and B. If you control one point, it disappears, and then there's only one point left. So it really, like, teamwork is involved because you have all these special abilities now, and you can jump in and, like, there's a guy who pounds the ground and kills everyone. There's a girl who unlocks this missile launcher type thing. There's a guy who can drop a spawn point next to the area. Like, it's some really, really cool stuff. And so I really enjoyed the game, and that's all I got to say about that.
There you go. Like I said, my reasoning, I played that one deathmatch, and it just, like I said, it played fast and smooth. I've got no problems with it. I just didn't feel like it was offering anything new. But then again, once again, I just play team deathmatch.
Yeah, you got to try the difference. Heist was the other one, and Heist was enjoyable as well. But yeah, I got a lot of enjoyment out of that beta. So I'm looking forward to the September beta of that Battle Royale mode. So we'll see how that is.
So you said that CSGO was the, like, one of the most popular, you know, shooter games, first person shooters or whatever. I went to go see where PUBG was at because it's been on the top of the list like every week, every time we talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's way down on the list now. It's like number 8, I guess, if it's the top 10.
Oh, really?
Number 8. Well, for current players, there's currently 41,000 playing, but its peak today was still
over a million.
It was the high, the peak of any game. Even like Dota 2 right now is number 1. But even in its peak today, was only 635.
There was definitely an anti PUBG feel at QuakeCon.
I bet. And I just wonder if like the servers are down or something. Mm-hmm. Why is there only 41,000 people playing?
So because you have WoW today, and then you also have Monster Hunter.
Yeah, WoW is huge.
Monster Hunter is number 2 right now, but there's 194,000 people playing that right now. But again, you know, you have a peak of over a million. I mean, that's they had
a
million people playing right now. Like, they've lost that. So
Let's see. Discord is going to start selling games, guys. They're going to gain a store, so they're really taking on Steam. And here's my feeling about that. You know, when I say take on Steam, is Steam going to be relevant in a couple years? And I ask that because our next story has to deal with this too. Bethesda is launching its own store, essentially. Mm-hmm. They're putting Fallout 76 on the PC. It will only be available in the Bethesda launcher. Then you have Blizzard, where Call of Duty is only available and Destiny 2 is only available in the Blizzard app. And then you have Origin, which Battlefield's only available, and Madden, and FIFA, and all these are only available. So every one of these big companies is only going to have their own games available on their own fucking launchers.
And so cut out the middleman.
Yeah, it really is. And so I think Steam and Discord essentially will be where the indies live. Is that a stretch to say?
No, I could see that definitely being the case. I mean, that seems to be a lot of their games anyways, when you actually look at the number of games they have and how many are like triple A titles versus, there's way more indie games. Mm-hmm. But, at the same time, like, at some point, something's got to give. Like,
we're going to see a saturation.
Yeah, exactly. You already see that problem with like the streaming services and stuff, mm-hmm. where for example, CBS, because we were talking about Star Trek earlier, and like how that new series is supposed to be for CBS All Access, just like the other Star Trek show. And it feels like the reason they're doing that is because they need something more to pull people to their service, because there's already Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime and all these other services that exist where people can stream TV. You need something to pull people in, and while you're making your game only accessible through your own client, at some point people are gonna be like, I don't want all these fucking clients mm-hmm. on my to run these games that I'm buying. And it's just, and I think it's part of the problem, it's just that at some point there's gonna be too much, because like I've started uninstalling those the second I stopped playing games. Like when I picked up WoW a couple of weeks ago, I had to go re-download the blizzard.net or whatever, because I don't think I ever installed it on this computer to begin with, because like I wasn't playing anything, I wasn't playing Overwatch anymore, and it was like a pain in the butt. And I remember when I uninstalled Fortnite, I uninstalled Epic's like game launcher too, because I was like, oh, I'm not using this, so bye. Like, it's just
there's so many. I would like to see, here's what I'd like to see, somebody, a really, really smart programmer, maybe they can't do it because APIs aren't available, but I would love for somebody to make a universal gaming app that has all the stores in one, it has all your games in one place, and it just pulls all the data from all the fucking servers, just to have everything centralized. Can we do that? Because there's too many goddamn launchers.
Chuck Boo says Steam doesn't make games. No, but Valve does.
Yeah, and say,
yeah, neither does Valve.
I was gonna say that. I was like, someone's gonna make the joke.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, they haven't really put anything in a while, but I mean, Dota 2 still. I mean, it's still.
Well, that's the thing. They don't need to make games anymore, because they could live off of. It's like with Rockstar. They don't need to make games because they're still fucking selling Grand Theft Auto. They can, but they choose to.
The problem with Bethesda's launchers, everybody says that it's real crappy. Like it's just
it is.
It's just a POS app. So,
and that's true of a lot of them. I mean, Blizzard.net. I mean, that's probably one of the better launchers that I've
it's
seen.
It's a really
for some
smooth
of these companies.
One.
Yeah, because even like Uplay, man, like Uplay gives people shit all the fucking time. I mean, like every time Kev launches a game, we have to reset his fucking mic settings.
Yes, that is very true. That is accurate. And we haven't had to reset in a while, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't opened up Uplay.
So have you finished? Have you finished that the hacker game? What's it called?
Watch Dogs 2. You talking to
both of you?
Yeah,
I platinumed it like when it came out.
Yeah, I took like a year to finish it, but like it's because I stopped playing it, and then I was like, man, I need to finish this, and then I did like the last two missions, and I was like, fuck, that's it. I did it in like a single stream in under like 40 minutes, and I was like, fuck, I was so close, so fucking close. God damn it.
That game was very satisfying to play from start to finish.
It was. Kev was playing Far Cry 5, though, recently.
Yes. Okay. And I still haven't finished that.
You're not missing anything.
So yeah, there's
that's
also
that's why I'm not compelled to finish it.
It's a fun game. The gameplay is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
The story is garbage.
Bethesda is unsure if their future games will also skip Steam and other stores just for the, and you know, get the F out of here. Of course it's going to, it's going to skip it all. They're going to build their own launcher. Fallout 76 will be the start of it. And then it'll trickle down from there. We'll have to get Doom, the next Doom on it. And everything else will be all in that launcher.
I'm curious because like, they've had very successful games on Steam, such as like Skyrim, you know, like the Skyrim modding community is huge on Steam. And so I'm curious how that's going
to, because look what they did with Fallout 4. I mean, you have to use the, like if you go through their launcher, they have their own store for the mods and you have to pay for the mods.
Yeah. And that's fucking stupid. People don't want to pay for mods,
but that's what they want to do. They want to charge for that to make more money. So,
and watch people stop playing your games and stop modding your shit, like, because people don't want to buy mods. It's literally, that's why, like, we always make fun of it. Like, that's why they keep pushing this fucking game everywhere. It's because, like, similar to like GTA 5, like, they're still getting money off of people buying the game because people want to buy and mod the game.
Let's see. Other news about Fallout 76. The beta, it's the full game. And all of your progress will carry over. And there was some other news that came out that's pretty cool. The way that they're going to deal with griefers and trolls. They're actually going to make them a part of the game. So if you go around just killing people constantly over and over again, you will get a wanted sign and you will be hunted.
That's how it was on Red Dead Online. The original Red Dead. Or not the original. Well, Red Dead Redemption, when you played online, if you went around like just shooting other players and stuff, after a while you got a bounty put on your head, and like and it would alert everyone in the game to where you are on the map. And like an icon would follow you on the map and stuff, and then they get money for killing you. And there's like an achievement also. There's also an achievement for like being the most wanted on a server and surviving for so long being wanted. Cause I know that people are just going to come after you. Cause it's like, cool. I'm going to, give me that fucking money. So that's why you see people like posse up and then just go, just hunt people down.
But you could do that in Grand Theft Auto 5 too. That like, if you start killing people, you actually get a bonus now. If you're a good guy, like if you just don't do anything stupid, you'll get like, they'll give you money.
See, that's funny too. That's, it's like, hey,
there's definitely ways around it. So that's that's respectable. Let's see. Sony is really fucking things up because Bethesda has announced also that they may not release their Elder Scrolls Legends for the PS4 because they're not allowing crossplay. And
fucking
so
themselves.
Bethesda, Pete Hines was just like, their vision involves crossplay all around, and that platforms that don't support that vision may be ignored entirely.
Good. I mean, it sucks for the fans. It sucks for the people who own PlayStations exclusively, but this is bullshit. I mean, get over it. You're the only ones. You're the last ones there. Just let it happen. You're going to make the fans. No one's winning from this except for you and your fucking broke ass ways.
Yeah, I mean, even them, not really, because if you're copying yourself a title which would bring more people either to purchasing it through you or whatever, like, you're not winning either. No, I don't. What I think is going to happen, I think this is a threat in a way to make them buckle and to give in. Like, that, this is what it is. There's no way that it's, I mean,
if
Bethesda, there's no way they don't follow. I mean, assume that if Sony doesn't, they'll follow through and fucking ignore them like they said. But at the same time, I feel like this is a, we'll just won't release anything on your system anymore.
Yeah, and at that point, I mean, Bethesda's had a long, bad relationship with Sony.
Yeah, they
The PS3, remember Skyrim releasing, and it was like, it went so long without getting fixed. There's just, there was other stuff on there. But yeah, they have a pretty bad history.
Monster Hunter World has broken its own Steam record, I guess. Sales were estimated at over 2 million. It just launched.
Wow.
That's a lot of sales in like
Good on them.
Freaking one weekend, right?
It is. I mean, I've got it on console and it was fantastic on that. I would love to play it on PC just to unlock the full frames.
60 frames per second. You're getting 4K. Also mods because they're opening up the Steam Workshop for it.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Dude, and it's a really fun game. It's the best Monster Hunter I've ever played.
Can you imagine going to fight like Pokemon?
That's basically what it is, except you kill the Pokemon and use their bones as weapons and armor.
Oh my God. Someone please mod all of the Pokemons and replace the monsters in the game.
Pika Pika!
Nintendo Switch Online will be launching in the second half of September, and the way it works right now is it's gonna cost you $20 for a year, or $30 for a family, so up to four people in your family can be on the same account. You're gonna get access to some classic games. They just showed off Super Mario Brothers 3 in a couple screenshots. Now, what I don't understand about these re-releases. They're going through the trouble of adding online components to these classic NES games and Super NES games, but they're not giving it a 16:9 frickin' ratio.
Well, that may be something in the original coding from, you know, fucking 25 years ago.
It could be, but I feel like you could go through the trouble of maybe try for me.
Yeah, just try it.
Nah. Just try for me.
Nah, because that's not what people want. People want that 4:3, bud.
I don't want that 4:3. I want full screen Mario. I don't want that shit.
Nah. Unless they're gonna put some tiles on the sides to keep you from staring at a black area.
It was black. Yeah, it was all black. It was all black on the screenshots. It was the black area on the sides. I was like, wait, so you're not even gonna do what you did for your classic consoles that you just made? Like
do they have like a bezel on the sides or something like that?
Yeah,
or?
You could change out the sides on those.
Nice.
Come on, man. Hey guys, I got some great news. This is the last story of the night before we go.
Yay, we're done. Oh.
Aw.
Go ahead, continue.
Damn, Doug. Damn.
Doug's sleepy. He's been working like 12-hour days.
Go rub his belly.
What?
That'll help him sleep. Feed him some warm milk.
Is that what you do to go to bed? Is that what your wife
Doug
does?
Warm milk and rub his belly? No, he's too far away. I wouldn't get any sleep.
Doug. But he would if he could.
He didn't deny it. PUBG is finally... Oh, PUBG. PUBG finally lays out roadmap to fix PUBG, and it's called Fix PUBG.
Keep it simple.
It's the name of its campaign. And, hey, but you know what? At least it's in that regard, listening to the people who have saying fix PUBG for the last 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Ryan said, oh my God, so they're actually going to build a video game this time?
Ooh,
remember that? In the chat?
Yeah, that was a fucking shade.
I was like, God damn, Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan's a really nice guy, but every once in a while he'll say some shit that sticks. It just hurts your soul.
Yeah, I'm not even involved in making of this game, but like I felt bad. I felt hurt. It hurt. Ow. Ow. Ryan.
I feel like with the amount of money they have, the amount of sales that they had, they really are you a cat, Doug? Are you playing with a cat toy?
No.
That means yes, I have a cat. Can confirm.
I'm playing with a little Lego dragon. I've been sitting here just pretty much just doing this with its wings, and this wing just went pop and just fell on my desk.
And you're like, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
That was very loud.
They're finally doing something they should have did before. I mean, when you take a look at compare the two games, once Fortnite became number one, and once they started coming out with all these expansions and expanding the game with more gameplay and switching out the map, every fucking 10 weeks, and they're constantly fixing stuff. You would have thought that PUBG would have been like, hey guys, maybe we should kick this into high gear and actually like, I don't know. Work on stabilizing the game. No?
No, I mean, you'd think that, but again, when your game is like the number one game on Steam, as far as the number of people like playing at the same time, concurrently, fuck it. Because here's another thing: the PUBG crowd, they get very angry when anything happens to the game. As far as like, what do you mean the servers have to be down for an hour?
What do you mean you have to be down?
What do you mean you got to do maintenance? This is my time to play the game.
Why do you sound like playing
games? Because that's what I sound like when I make fun of people, Kevin.
Who are trolls and hate video games. Who are
trolls and I'm just living in this basement. I just want to play PUBG, Kevin.
Well, all right.
Anyways.
All right, well, that's the show. I hope they fix it, and maybe a million people will come back and play it. No, it's too late. With you got Fortnite already in the, already working full steam. Get it? And then you have have a AAA title like Call of Duty coming out that's going to be very polished. It's going to be very tough for PUBG to survive. They'll have their niche audience, but I think that you'll see a dramatic downtick, especially the more AAA titles come out that integrate the system. So we'll see. We will see, Doug.
Whoa.
But we'll never see those numbers from Call of Duty because Activision keeps that shit on lockdown.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. No, we had a lot of people playing.
I'm standing there in the lobby streaming.
We had the most people. Everybody was there.
I'm like standing around waiting. No one's here.
No. Just restart your PC. No, you're in the wrong lobby. Did you choose Asia or something? Like, no. There's a lot of people.
Did you hit multiplayer? Oh, no, you're not supposed to hit multiplayer.
Number one game. We have the most people.
Wickton didn't get his copy of WoW today, which... I'm guessing that he got the super duper deluxe edition because why wouldn't you just get the online digital?
No, version? I saw Druid did that or Druid posted something about that too. Like Amazon fucked up and it's like not coming till Wednesday.
But why are we doing?
Because it's the super duper edition. It's like the Blizzard.
Right, but why aren't they giving you the digital code before the actual like collector stuff comes?
Let me ask my boss at Blizzard.
Okay, we'll wait.
God damn it, motherfuckers. Here we go with this bullshit, having to fucking make phone calls. All this bullshit. Here we go. Hold on. I'm going to put him. All right. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Put him on speakerphone.
Yeah, we want speakerphone.
Thank you.
They hung up on me.
When they said thank you, and I saw your finger hit the hang-up button.
Hung up on them.
Signal got lost.
I was expecting you to call one of us.
Yeah, who did you just call?
A pizza parlor.
It was like my pet doctor.
Oh, my God. Thank you for calling Wingstop. If you'd like to place an order.
Yeah, can I ask you guys a question real quick before I place this order? Why in the world did you not ship my digital code for WoW? Before
I fucking called somebody, man, I wish someone real had answered. Like just any of your.
Where's my WoW?
Yeah, yes.
That was my first. That was my first.
So fucking funny if you had just done that to anybody. To like Mike, I don't care. It would have been fucking hilarious.
In the days of caller ID, I have to refrain.
Mike would be like, "Yo, what's up, Kevin?" You'd be like, "Hey, where the fuck?" Wow.
Oh man,
just see what he says.
Yeah. First ever midnight launch at GameStop that I worked was World of Warcraft Burning Crusades. I have never seen so many angry human beings in one line in my life. Like, and this is nothing against all World of Warcraft players, but the World of Warcraft players that were in line at this store did not like being outdoors. And they were very inconvenienced by the fact that they had to come to a midnight launch for a game. Because this is before... It was really like digital sales were a huge thing.
I mean, that's my experience with WoW players too.
Yeah,
like just hate leaving, hate being outdoors. Just would rather be behind the computer.
It was awkward.
I think you're just naming every gamer. I don't think that.
No. It was like the World of Warcraft crowd was a very particular crowd when it came to midnight.
Yeah, think about that.
Everyone
who
worked at GameStop didn't want to work those nights because they didn't want to deal with those. Yeah.
Wickton said that he said last WoW expansion, I had a long conversation with Amazon about how important the WoW expansion was in my life.
They must have remembered and said, make it late.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah, now he can't. Now he's gonna have to wait to get that. The cap 120 now?
Oh, and those are super. I was gonna say they're super hard to find. Those Blizzard collector's editions. They all have those really cool boxes too.
Yeah,
and they're all collectibles. Like they all like you would collect all the sets and they would match.
Yeah. There's a dude at my work super into WoW. You know, that's the only game he plays, and he took 2 weeks off to play this expansion.
Wow.
Yep. 2 weeks of vacation to play the expansion.
Are they going to boost the levels, like 10 levels in this or what?
I don't
what?
Know. They're up to 120 now, I guess, 125.
I feel like he's going to do that in less than
week. But he has like, you know, 10, 12 characters. He's going to get them all up to max level in 2 weeks.
Because I just remember like back in the days when like Burning Crusades, when they'd raised the level cap by 10 and they're like, you thought it was hard getting to 60. Between 60 and 70, it's going to take you forever. And then like a French team like power leveled to like, and they got it in like 18 hours.
Damn. All right.
Thank God.
All right. Let's get out of here. Let's shut this show down, shall we?
Sure.
Sure.
God, I know it's the end of the show, but a little more enthusiasm, guys.
Yeah, let's shut this shit down.
Yeah,
this...
never come back.
Wait, really, you wanted
until next week.
Oh yeah,
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit. It's not working. Hold on.
I was like, you're supposed to hit. There's supposed to be music playing.
Oh, there it goes. Hold on.